Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, listen, Al. He caused a lot of trouble the last couple of times he's been on. He was on from Atlanta. He was crowing about going to a restaurant, doing a show from a restaurant. That annoyed people here in Philadelphia. He comes from Philly. Mm-hmm. And then last time he came on, and he was basically, everything's fine. And that upset more people. And now he is at the place where the Marlins went wild and maybe ruined all of American sports. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice of Atlanta, the legendary John Kincaid. Hi, John.
Does it piss you off that I'm at my charity golf tournament today and tomorrow? Sold out the entire course today and tomorrow.
Hold on.
With people playing golf for charity?
That's okay. The golf is fine. Is there a banquet?
Oh, there is a outside tent with tables set up with each individual group has their own table under a tent, open air. Okay. Everybody has to wear masks when they're not at the table.
Sounds okay.
You can stop worrying. By the way, Angelo, get ready. Your panties are about to get twisted. Olivia and all the Catholic schools in Georgia are going back to school in 2 weeks in the classroom.
Well, that should keep your numbers up nice and high for the virus, John. Congratulations.
It's amazing. It's scary. I know it's scary to you. They're going back to school actually in the classroom. Isn't it amazing?
All right, John, wait. Before you become annoying again, can I start with, you know everything that's going on in Atlanta.
Yes, I do.
What can you tell us about what happened with the Marlins at that party that has apparently led to the virus?
Well, I am harassing I want the hotel to give up the videotape.
Ooh.
And I was shocked that nobody from our local media here has, national media, as the request went down, has requested the videotape. I've been completely denied, told buzz off. But I'm surprised no local media or no national media has said to the hotel, let's see the videotape of who came and went from the hotel.
That would be great.
This sounds like Major League Baseball, which is totally derelict, with Rob Manfred in charge. I mean, seriously, the man is ineffective. Gary Bettman chuckles at him right now, the way how bad he's been. And this is a guy, the first thing I would have done is ask the hotel. I need to see the video. I need to see who came and went from that hotel when they shouldn't have been, who went out in groups, and the Marlins should be forfeiting every single game.
That's true.
Major League Baseball, they made a 60-player taxi squad. We had Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager, on with us. I said, Alex, what was the 60-man taxi? What was that whole 60-man thing for? And he said, well, if you had four or five players that got coronavirus positive tests, then you could bring up guys from that other taxi squad that were in the safe spot, bring them into the bubble and of your team, and then you could continue to play. This is ridiculous. The Marlins should have been playing. Should have been one day off, and then they should have been playing. And if they had to play with half minor leaguers, then that's what they should have played with.
All right, John.
Manfred, this is ridiculous.
John, we know that. This is what we know. It happened 9 days ago. It was on a Tuesday night between two.
No. You don't. We know nothing of that. We know nothing of that.
Well, what do we know? Tell me what we know. You live there.
We do not know. Well, guess what? We don't know. We're not epidemiologists. We do not know when they contracted. They could have contracted. They could have contracted at any time. They could have contracted at any time. It just depends. Most times, people show 3 to 4 days later.
Okay.
So I would tend to believe that it was when they snuck out in Atlanta and tended to do it. Now, any Braves players test positive now? No.
Well, they weren't there.
Yeah, Yes, they were. They were in the same damn city.
Wait a minute. The Braves, you're telling me that the Braves were at the party with the Marlins?
No, what I'm telling you is that the Braves did what they were supposed to do. And 29 other Major League Baseball teams have done what they're supposed to do. And yet we had the screaming hyenas in the national media the minute the Marlins' positive test came back saying, oh, we're going to shut the sport down. Hard to shut it down. We knew this wouldn't work. It damn well works. 29 teams are perfect. One team is a disaster area because they're not adults. And they don't have adults in charge. And they're not being held accountable for what they did, Ange.
All right,
for not
John,
following protocol.
Then let's try to address the behavior of the Marlins. Why is it so difficult for professional athletes to make a sacrifice?
I just think that there are organizations that have strong leadership. I can tell you this right now, in the Braves locker room, now we got Nick Markakis back, but like Freddie Freeman, Nick Markakis, and other veterans would literally bust heads. There would be heads busted if guys were not doing what they were supposed to do. If there were guys being seen going out to clubs and things like that, there would be guys that would be getting their heads busted. There would be locker room, there would be the kind of locker room leadership. I think a guy like Joe Girardi probably provides that same type of leadership from the top. Brian Snitker commands that same kind of respect in the Braves organization. They're professionals. The Marlins organization, they've been garbage on the field, and they're garbage off the field. I mean, I'm surprised Derek Jeter didn't send the guys out with gift baskets for the ladies they probably hooked up with. I mean, it's an absolute clown show.
Yep.
Though that baseball has not had them play. It is a joke because that was what was supposed to happen. And this is crazy. 29 teams doing the right thing, one team doing the bad thing, and still though, you had everybody screaming and crying and oh, they're gonna shut the sport down. No, they don't.
All right, stop with all
that,
John. You do, in retrospect, you, John Kincaid, have some regrets about the liberal approach your state and your city took.
Your state takes the liberal approach. We didn't take a liberal approach.
I'm saying that you were very you opened the restaurants, you opened the bars, you made it more likely to convey the virus by opening everything up. You can't deny that now.
And we also made it that our kids are going back to school in the classroom.
Don't be so proud of that. They're probably all going to get sick, you jackass.
Come on, Angelo. Seriously, first of all, Dr. Fauci Jr., you have no idea. I have no idea.
Right.
But what I do know is, you know how many people under the age of 35 in Atlanta have had anything where they've been hospitalized more than a day?
That's not the problem. The problem is the people they give it to who are at risk.
And the people who they give it to need to be sheltered. My mom understands this. You should understand this. She knows she's in danger. If she decides to go out, that is on her. No, absolutely not. And the psychological damage. Did you see the CDC report yesterday? The CDC put it out there. You know, for our young people, 21 and under. Do you know how many people the kids are committing suicide? How many kids are having drug overdoses?
Oh, don't start with the other things. Those were there before the pandemic. John, just tell me this.
The numbers are skyrocketing. Skyrocketing. Because this is not healthy for our young people to have them in shelter. It's not, Ange.
John.
Hold
on. I think I have the perfect question. You're holding a two-day golf tournament in Atlanta right now, right, John? If you observe somebody not following the rules, not social distancing, taking the mask off, will you initiate discussion there and tell them what to do?
No, we've already said they are immediately going to be exiting the tournament.
Then you're acknowledging that we need to have safe behavior.
Guess what? Safe behavior is fine, Ange. When we opened our restaurants, Ange, we wore masks. We got masks on.
Well, why did your virus thing spike then? Why did your numbers go way up?
Ange, I'm going to ask you point blank. Here, Ange, California, okay? Texas, Florida, Georgia, Nevada.
Yep.
Five hot spot states right now?
Yes.
They have 9,000 total less deaths combined than New York. So why are you spitting out this hysteria when those five states combined have 9,000 less deaths than New York? One state.
John, why is it so hard for you to see what's... You were all so proud that these restaurants were open and your numbers skyrocketed and you're ignoring it.
You are sitting there and you're accepting it. You're accepting it. Now, could you speak out, by the way?
Yes.
Could you speak out about the mayor letting thousands of people march in the streets day after day after day?
Absolutely. I got in trouble for it.
Why'd you get in trouble for it?
Because a lot of people back then felt that the message was more important than the risk.
Okay, well, then don't lecture any other part of the country.
You are in denial. Al, say something. Who's right here, me or Kincaid?
Don't lecture. If that was allowed to happen, don't lecture any other part of the country. Don't. Because if that was allowed, you're telling me that wasn't... And by the way, after all the public gatherings, yes, the message was very, very strong and very, very important, and absolutely people approve of it. But you can't then say, well, that was okay because the message was important. It's all a moving target. And guess what? Most of all, the people are living their lives.
Wow.
They're living their lives.
Not all of them.
Hey, John, this is Billy King. The one thing you talked about, New York, I think a lot of states have learned a lot what went down in New York because it was early. So I think Georgia and a lot of these other states that don't have a lot of deaths, they've learned a lot from what happened in New York. New York, nobody knew what was going on then.
Same time that New York and New Jersey were having their hot zone, we had two of the hottest zones in the country in Georgia. You know what they did in Georgia and what they did in Florida and what they did in Texas? They brought in the National Guard to guard our elderly. They came in and had the National Guard lock down the elderly homes, all the long-term care facilities, nursing homes. They locked them down with National Guard, had them go in and sanitize properly, monitored who came and went from those facilities. And that is the difference in our death totals. That's the reason that the tens of thousands of elderly that died in the nursing homes in the Northeast because they didn't do the protocols that they did in these states that the media is now trying to tell you are these reckless states.
All right, one more, John. One more for you, because I don't have to tell you, you grew up here. Mm. There's nothing bigger than the NFL. Should NFL right now be planning to create a bubble like the NHL and the NBA?
I think if there is a way to put it together, I would be totally in support of it because I think it works. But I think what baseball is showing you is that if adults do what adults can do, follow directions and do what they're supposed to do, they can have success. I would love that idea, but I don't know how you do it. Do you do it in pods of four teams? Do you do it in – like, I'm not sure how it works. It's much way above my pay grade when you talk about the NFL because I think there's so much more personnel. There's so many more people that do it. And where do you have it? Where would the Philadelphia Giants Washington pod be?
I don't understand why you would approve of a bubble with your attitude that it's not that big of a deal to begin with.
Now, you see, you're putting words out.
I didn't put words in your mouth.
Al, you just said you're playing wordsmith game. Did I ever say, Al, it's not that big a deal?
Yeah, that's the message I got. I got the message that if I'm young and healthy,
Al,
it's not that big a deal.
Am I wrong to
get the message that if I'm young and healthy, it's not that big a deal?
Al, you can look at the numbers for yourself directly from the CDC. This has been going on for 5 months. And you can look on with young and healthy people, how they have been.
So am I correct in saying that you agree if you're young and healthy, it's not that big a deal?
No, you see, you put those words in.
All right, then give me your words.
You're making up stuff.
What? I'm not making it. I'm asking for your direct words. Are you at risk if you're young and healthy?
Everyone's at risk, Al. But guess what? Young and healthy people have exponentially, like a thousand times less.
So why would you want a bubble? Why would you want a bubble for the NFL?
I didn't say I wanted a bubble. I said if they could do it like Major League Baseball has shown.
Should Major League Baseball have a bubble?
No.
Oh.
No, they don't have to.
Should the NBA have a bubble?
The NBA's doing it. See, I think I like what the NBA's doing because I think it's more controllable. Amount of players. I think it's smaller.
Why do you need any control if the whole people just stay home and young,
because
healthy people?
Al, The NBA decided to do that. And Major League Baseball decided to do their thing. Now, I'm not about somebody telling this is what you are mandated to do. Obviously, other people are fine with that. I'm not. And I think a lot of people in the country aren't either. So, I mean, baseball can decide what they want to do and try to see if it works. And NBA can do what they want to do, and they can try to see if it works. And it's awesome. They can all do their own plan. They can all try their own plan. I think it's awesome. And I hope they all have great success. I'm rooting for it. It's what we do for a living, for God's sakes.
John.
There are so many people in sports that are just like, oh, wait, they want to be right. And, Ange, that's what I'll end with today.
Wow.
There are so many in our industry who want to be right. They are absolutely thinking, I've been saying this is doom and gloom, disaster. This can't work. Sports can't come back, blah, blah, blah. And they're saying, wait a minute, it's sort of working. Oh, geez. Well, it could still fall all apart. Something. But you know what? We're going to damn well try.
All right,
we're going to try.
John, I got to tell you, even when I hate your point of view, you are a fascinating man. And I wish you well in Atlanta, and I hope your golf tournament goes well, and I'm glad to hear you're doing it safely. John,
you're going to make some money for sick kids today with cancer.
That's so really good, John. That's great. John, thank you. I appreciate it.
Good guys.
Even when I don't agree with him, Al, he is a fascinating man. He's hard to talk out of his positions on any issue. Now, I happen to think he's completely wrong on
I'm more in his
right. You're more in his camp than
I know you actually are, but when he was it seemed like he was saying two different things when he was saying, it's not that big a thing if you're young and healthy. And then later he was saying, I think we should have a bubble in the NFL if we can do it. But then he said, I'm not sure that I said that I had a bubble. And then he kept going, and I couldn't figure it out. And then I thought Dr. Fauci was out of line because he seemed to be changing.
I have a new Fauci story this morning
in the
New York Post.
Good. Here's what you do. You wait till 10 o'clock, call into the midday show, and tell it then, because I have had enough of the people torturing me.
I'll just have Dan hand it to you.
You have no idea what I have received via email on Dr. Fauci. And now all I could say is this. He's a fine American. 215.
215-592-9494.
When we return, we are going to explore Lane Johnson, but first we're going to get some of your phone calls in. So stay right there. WIP Sports Dive, 760.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.